taken our olive oil bread out of the bowl, and it is completely covered in olive oil there. Now, Philip, tell me, you were just saying that you would be worried about this if you were home.
If I did that at home by myself, I would be worried because it's quite soaked now with olive oil.
Yeah, I'd have to say I'd be quite worried too.
And but I mean, the expert says this is the way it should be, and he came over, he looked at it, he said, very good. So I have to be happy with that.
So a course like this, Sashes, is giving you confidence to have a go at something that you wouldn't do at home.
And the ability to ask all the questions that I can't ask anyone at home.
Yeah.
That's really an important point.
It's quite interesting here. Now I'm going to have a look over here. Have a look at what we've got here. We're just lifting this back in here. Oh, there we are.
It must be absolutely perfect, yeah. I mean, you can straighten it up, but that looks good.
What do you think to this? You're really pleased with this, aren't you?
I was.
You said quite a sense of achievement.
Not so sure. Yes, I think I've never handled a dough of such a soft nature. What I've been doing at home was something much stiffer usually. So this is quite frightening. But it's all right for now, I think.
Do you feel happy because you've got Dan here?
Oh, absolutely.
Dan, what do you think to this? Are you happy with the way this looks? Because I'm feeling quite sort of like there's a lot of oil on it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really happy. I think it looks super. And I know it will produce an excellent loaf, so I suppose I'm adding that thought to it as well.
And so we've just been very, very delicate in handling this, and it's sort of at the last stages after it's left to be risen. Is that because we don't want to knock any of the air out?
Absolutely, Vanessa. It's about containing the aeration, containing the gases inside. We want them to help the loaf lift in the oven and create this amazing network of bubbles inside. That's why we're doing it.
And just going back to when we were checking, you took a blade and sliced it to see if there were any bubbles in there.
Yeah, it's the best way to know whether your dough is rising. Because, you know, sometimes you look in the bowl and you can't quite tell whether it's risen. Does it look the same? Whereas if you take a blade and cut it, you know, if you see bubbles, it's rising. If you don't see bubbles, it's not.
Fantastic. We'll get back to this in a few minutes. You're here on the course with Dan Leppard from the Real Bread Campaign. Can you tell me, what are you learning on this course?
I think it's just a great opportunity to spend some time with a guy who's so well respected. I hear from so many of the Real Bread Campaign members that his book, especially The Handmade Loaf, inspired them to get going. Indeed, we know a bakery, The Handmade Bakery, named after. So it's great to spend some time, and you can pick up things by spending some time with a baker that you cannot get through a book or a video. They can sort of give you a lump of dough and say, here, poke this, prod this, feel that. This is what's meant to feel like. So it's a great opportunity to do that.
And Dan is actually, in baking terms, he's a bit of a legend, isn't he?
As I said, so many of our members say, Dan, you know, he's one of the guys that inspired me. His book, The Handmade Loaf, alongside books by, you know, people like Richard Bertinet, Andrew Whitley. These are the books that people time and time again say, it was his books that inspired me to get going.
Tell me about the Real Bread Campaign, because that sounds really exciting.
Well, we're fighting for better bread in Britain. Something like 90-odd%, in fact, much more than 90% of the loaves we buy in this country probably have been made with loads of artificial additives, many of them have been made in large factories outside our communities, shipped in by lorry. The money then gets shipped back out to the head offices and the shareholders of the companies that make them, rather than staying in our community. So we're trying to bring real bread, additive-free loaves back into the hearts of our local communities.
And how do you go about doing that? Because that's quite a challenge, I would say.
As I said, it's something like 93-95% of the market isn't that sort of loaf. And so, yes, it is a big challenge. We've written a book called Need to Know, which is the guide to baking for your local community. It's not a baking book. It's about starting a home bakery or starting a micro bakery. We're also working with bakers, taking them into their local schools to teach the next generation of kids about, you know, good bread and to get them inspired at the grassroots level. And we're also challenging the way that the big manufacturers and the big retailers are making and marketing their loaves.
This sounds quite interesting, the micro bakery. So does that mean that I could actually start a bakery in my kitchen at home and make a living at it?
Yeah, I mean, at first you probably won't be making a living. It'll be something that's, I mean, the micro bakers that we know, it's more of a hobby, and it's something to sort of, you know, give them meaning in their life alongside you know, the job that's actually paying the wages. But over time, it's something that can grow. You know, some people start off baking, have a little baking club. They have regular customers who order and pay in advance. So there's little to no risk for the baker. There's little, you know, the very low cost of setting up. And you can start, and some people stay at that, just baking for friends, baking for a local farmer's market. Other people will scale up and get more, you know, build up their bakeries. We know two or three at least now, where someone started baking a couple of loaves at a time, and two or three years later, they're baking thousands of loaves a week, yet keeping to their real bread principles. They're baking without additives, and they're staying within their local communities.
So a course like this, I was just chatting with one of the other ladies here. She's just said that she's starting a microbaker at home. So this is a good place to start, is it?
Yes, certainly. I mean, I was chatting to Azalea myself earlier, and yes, it's fantastic what she's doing. So it'd be great to hear more from her and hear how she carries on.
Oh, I'm going to catch up with her in just a second. I think the class is starting again.
Yep, sorry, Dan.
We've got to go.